come on up and share a chair.
Do we have to sit together, Mr. Miller?
No.
Thank you.
There's mutual discomfort, I guess.
That's nicely stated.
Well, we scheduled a larger room. We thought we'd have a larger crowd. We should have stayed in the director's conference room. But anyway, welcome to everybody. So I guess my question is, to start, let's find out who's on the phone and then introduce ourselves around again. Who's participating by telephone?
Chris Langan from Unity.
Whoop. Sorry. Chris?
Yeah.
So Chris Rangan and then...
Chuck.
Okay, Chuck, thanks. And then anybody...
Dave Holden with Ryan.
Thank you.
Eric Mott, Biden, Jack Hoskins.
Okay, thanks, Sarah.
Paul Arrington here with Barker Roosevelt.
Thanks, Paul.
Kent Fletcher's here, and I'll have to be dropping off at 9:30 for a conference call with Special Master. I'll participate until then.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Others?
TJ Buzz, Director.
Thank you, TJ. Anybody else? Sounded like somebody just came on, unless that was TJ. But no Chuck Brockway today? Doesn't sound like it. Okay, let's go around the circle here in a clockwise direction. And I'm Gary Spackman, Director of the Department of Water Resources. Garrett?
Garrett Baxter for the Department of Water Resources.
Ray Williams with the Department of Water Resources.
Fred Samerly, Rangan Inc.
Robin Brody, Rangan Inc.
Justin May, Rangan.
Tom Arcouche, Surface Water Coalition.
John Simpson, Surface Water Coalition.
Candace McHugh, Igloo and the Groundwater Districts.
Debbie Gibson, Department of Water Resources.
Okay, and then on the perimeter here, Wayne.
Wayne Courtney, Rangan.
Joy Kenyon, Rangan.
Okay, and I think that's everybody. Okay. There are a number of matters that have come before the department in this contested case in the last little bit. I just issued an order yesterday granting limited intervention to the Surface Water Coalition. And I see there's another petition that we received yesterday from Buckeye Farms. And I didn't even look to see, is it your firm that's representing Buckeye, John?
That's right, Mr. Director.
So we have another petition, and we'll have to consider it. I haven't looked at it yet. I suspect there are different facts presented than by the last petition for intervention. So we'll just have to look at it. And we also received a motion in limine. I think that came in from Rangan. And were you the primary author or the person? I think maybe the email came in from you.
It did, Robin. Yes.
So we'll have to consider that particular motion as well, and I assume, Candace, you would respond to the motion in some way.
Yeah, we intend to respond.
Okay. So I'll just wait until the response comes in, and there was also a request for a hearing associated with it, and I want to look at the responses, both the petition and the response from IGWA before I determine whether we need to have some kind of oral argument. Normally, I'm not proponent of scheduling oral argument, but I'll look at it and let you know. We have a scheduling order that's outstanding. Are there matters that we need to talk about? Maybe I'll just say there was an order that went out, just for the record, adopting version 2.0 of the Eastern Snake Plain model as the, or aquifer model, as the model that will be used in this contested case. And I think this was the subject of our continuing pre-hearing conferences that we've been holding monthly. And So it seems to me that's been cleared and we're ready to go forward. Are there matters that we need to talk about related to scheduling today? Anybody?
Director, this is TJ. I do think, given the intervention of the Surface Water Coalition, and I expect other parties, we need to talk about changing the scheduling order. We've been in discovery for more than 2 months now. Expert reports were submitted a month and a half ago. We've scheduled a number of depositions, which has been fairly difficult given the large number of participants, even without the Surface Water Coalition. And I don't see that it's practical to maintain the schedule that we've got, given that we are going to have another team of attorneys and experts by the Surface Water Coalition and presumably others who will also be filing the petition to intervene.
May I reply to that, Director?
Sure.
I think it's premature to decide whether we need to amend the scheduling order, because I think, I don't know exactly what witnesses the Surface Water Coalition is going to call or not call, but I think there are probably are shared witnesses for the most part. I don't think they're going to bring up any other witnesses other than what we have. So I think that's premature. Perhaps the interveners can look at the disclosures and see if they intend to bring in any other witnesses that might change that scheduling order. So that might be a good subject to bring up maybe at next month or early next month to see if we need to change that. But I think that's premature. There's been no added witnesses that we're aware of.
Director, this is TJ. May I respond to that?
Sure.
Yeah.
If there aren't any additional witnesses, then I don't understand the need for the intervention. But if that's the case, then perhaps we can maintain the current schedule. I guess the concern is the deadline for disclosing experts was a month and a half ago. And so we at the very least need to determine today whether the Surface Water Coalition will be able to disclose additional experts, what the deadline will be for that, and I don't see any reason to put that off for another month making that decision.
Well, and I'm wondering if one of the first things we need to seek is some disclosure by the Surface Water Coalition about who they might intend to call. Tom, John.
Well, if I may, Mr. Director, at this point, I'm not sure we would intend to identify any additional expert witnesses, and perhaps if we had a short period of time, say a week at the most, to identify a witness or additional witnesses, that would be sufficient. It's not our intent to come into this proceeding and as a result of our intervention, change the schedule. As was noted by your order, I believe we take the schedule as we find it and such. As everyone on the call or here in the room knows, Dr. Brockway has been one of our primary witnesses and consultants for a long period of time in the surface water call. In addition to Dr. Brockway, we had retained in the surface water call Mr. Carini and Mr. Shaw. And so at the very most, we would just have to determine whether or not Dr. Brockway would be the only person we would expect to rely upon for this limited purpose of intervention. At this point, I think he may be, but I probably need to confer with Mr. Arkush and Mr. Fletcher, but I think we could do that within a very short period of time and not adjust the schedule.
Well, based on what John has said today, is there a possibility that everybody could agree, let's grant a week for you to evaluate, the Surface Water Coalition to evaluate the need for witnesses or additional witnesses, and then disclose those, and then any motions that may be necessary for changing the schedule, TJ, at that point, it seems to me it would be appropriate to file those. But I don't think I know right now or have enough information to adequately assess whether there's a need for changing the schedule at this point. So is that okay, John, a week?
A week is fine.
Tom?
Yes, sir.
Let us know in writing. Otherwise, if we don't hear, we'll just assume that the witness list that's been submitted by Rangan are the witnesses that will be called for the upcoming hearing. And
I Mr. Director, this is Sarah Klein. Could I suggest that even if they are, Surface Water Coalition is planning to rely on Rangan's already disclosed witnesses, that they submit something in writing? So we have an understanding early on that the witnesses are acting on behalf of both Rangan and Surface Water Coalition.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
So a week to submit a list of expert witnesses. And did we have another deadline for witnesses in general? I didn't. Where's my schedule? It's not here.
I apologize if I'm interrupting. Can't hear any of the discussion on that end.
We're not talking.
Yeah, it's just silent. we're looking at documents.
Like they faded out.
Yeah. That's very quiet.
Here.
The fact that there's no response makes me think.
Can you guys hear us?
Maybe
our audio went bad.
I'm going to go ahead and try and call in again. I'm going to call it off and call back in and see if that works.
Good idea.
Okay.
Well, that's strange.
It is.
What?
They couldn't hear us.
They haven't been able to hear anything.
Just feed out.
They must not have heard everyone saying silent.
Yeah.
Do you want to hang up and call back in?
Let's just do that.
It is uncanny that when you're on the phone and suddenly I think it seems like.
Well, that's one strategy, I guess. Maybe it's one we should employ in the future.
Joy's our arm wrestler, so we'll put our money on him.
Okay, well, I'm just looking at the scheduling order and then. In reconnecting the telephone call, it appears that either there was an informal agreement to exchange lists of expert witnesses, or we just neglected to place in the order a deadline for the exchange. But parties have said that they all exchanged names of expert witnesses the end of June, and I'd forgotten that there was a deadline that was discussed. I half expected to see one here in the order, and it wasn't here. So at least in the order right now, it just says that discovery opened June 8th, 2012, and that by October 3rd, 2012, opening expert reports would be due. So, and let me clarify again what I heard. Are there depositions right now that are occurring with the expert witnesses?
There's depositions scheduled, and I think we requested subpoenas from the director on that, but for the second week of September.
Okay.
For Rangan's
for
factual witnesses. They're non-expert factual witnesses of Rangan.
Okay. So at least right now, there wasn't a deadline that was established by order for the exchange of the expert witness name. So, Sarah, I think in response to your inquiry, John and Tom, if you can have something to us in writing. And now, did you exchange lists of both experts and lay witnesses?
Just experts.
Just experts, okay. All right. So if you could let us know who those experts would be in writing week from today, Wednesday, is that okay? and do it in writing. Then, and Sarah, then you'll have something. Now, now in fairness, maybe the Surface Water Coalition hasn't seen the names that have already been submitted. Are those in writing? Do they come through the department, or are they just...
They're on the website.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you have access to those, so you know who's up on the board right now. Okay.
Along with those
disclosures... Director, this is TJ. If I might ask, could we also have any lay witnesses disclosed if they intend to call lay witnesses? I know while we didn't disclose those in conjunction with our expert disclosures in June, we have acquired a list of Rangan lay witnesses through discovery. And if we were to do the same thing with the Surface Water Coalition, we wouldn't get the list of their lay witnesses for potentially a month or more. So if it's possible to disclose those as well, that would be helpful, I think, in being able to keep us on schedule as much as possible.
What are your thoughts, John?
I don't have any problem with that by next week as well. At first blush, based upon our limited intervention on the issue of the model and its application, as I sit here, I don't see a place for a lay witness on that issue. But we can give it some further thought, and certainly can have those, if there is anyone, disclosed within a week.
Director, I don't have that scheduling order in front of me. Was there a separate lay witness disclosure date in that order?
I don't see one.
It's actually it's January 13th.
January 11th is the disclosure.
Yeah, that wouldn't be until January 11th. That's just a final disclosure of who we call prior to the hearing. You know, I'm happy to, well, I hate to start sending out first and second, third amendment scheduling orders, but I could reestablish some of those if you want.
I think it would be helpful if we had an earlier disclosure date, frankly, for lay witnesses. I think we've disclosed ours in discovery, but, you know, maybe we should have some sort of at least an initial formal lay witness disclosure. And I think we can do that within a week, too, if you can.
That's probably fine. I'll defer to TJ since he's been more involved in the case. So on the 22nd, we all disclose our lay witnesses, or potential lay witnesses, I guess.
We've already done it in discovery, right. But you know, I think to get the ball rolling so there's no surprise to anybody, I think that'd be a useful process right now. Understanding that, you know, some other lay witnesses may be found and disclosed after the fact, I suppose.
So Mr. Director, maybe we should submit to you some proposed language for the amended scheduling order, because I hear Fritz saying the witnesses that may be called, and I think that's fair, as it's fairly early yet in the case, and we may not know how we can streamline things yet, so we may want to err on the side of disclosing several people and end up calling none of them.
One of my questions is, do all the parties want me to issue an amended scheduling order now? And anticipating that I'll receive some sort of request for change in the scheduling order once the witness lists come in. Or can the parties just agree to submit those lists of witnesses here today and have them in on the 22nd?
As far as Rangan's concerned, Director, I think we can do that amongst ourselves. I don't think it's necessary to amend the order.
Mr. Director, I concur with that. It sounds like everyone else has exchanged discovery, and it is doubtful, I agree with John, that we will have any factual witness given the scope of the intervention.
Okay.
That's
fine, Candace.
Yeah.
Sir, I think we'll just not issue an amended scheduling order for something that's occurring in a week. And then see what the fallout is, and if there are motions or if there's a need to delay the hearing somewhat, then we'll rework the scheduling. Is that acceptable?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right. Other matters we need to talk about. I know there is a request for issuance of subpoenas. I can sign those and have them served. If that's what you want, Candace.
Director?
Yes.
Yes, please. I think that's what we would like. Folks tell them anyone.
Okay.
Director, I think the first time we saw those was the 13th we sent them. I think the first time we had an opportunity to review the subpoenas themselves, I think we've been talking about subpoena dates for sure, of particular witnesses. Those were subpoenaed Dukas Deacon, and they contained a lot of items that we think are not frankly discoverable, so we haven't had a chance to air those objections on specific items that are requested, although I think we agree to those deposition dates and of those witnesses. But there are items sought that I think likely we're going to object to, but we just got them on the 13th.
Okay. All right, well, you're aware of the dates, though.
We are aware of the dates.
Okay. And they're acceptable.
The dates are acceptable.
So,
wouldn't the proper process, though, be to still issue the subpoena and then you file a motion to quash whatever part of the subpoena you disagree with, and then you could deal with that?
I agree with that, Candace, but I just didn't want to say today that we're in full agreement with all those items that you've requested, because we really haven't had time to file those objections, frankly, so.
I've always wanted to deal with a motion to quash.
It's a cool motion, yeah. Definitely.
I remember in civil procedure, somebody was talking about quashing a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, finally got called down by the professor. You don't quash everything in court, so.
We'll have to file one of those.
Yeah. All right, well, I think based on our discussion, I'll just go ahead and sign the subpoenas and then let them be served, and we'll see the motion if it's necessary. Okay, other matters we need to talk about today.
Your Honor, I guess one question I have is if we could set a deadline for the Rangan motion, assuming there is to be one, as we're, you know, trying to get ready for these depositions in a month, and there's substantial briefing about what documents we're entitled to or entitled to. It would be nice to have that completed prior to the deposition.
And the depositions are scheduled for when? September what?
10th.
Well, they certainly ought to be timely. I'll sign the subpoenas today, and I guess I'll anticipate that those, if there's a need for a motion to quash, for instance, those would come in at least a couple weeks before them.
A couple weeks before is probably now.
Well, we're a little farther away.
Next Monday. 2 weeks before.
Yes. We'll try to get that done.
Okay.
Is that's an order from the director, right? A week.
Well, what's today?
A couple weeks before.
Today's the 15th, so 22nd, that's 19 days. Next Monday is 19 days before the deposition.
So. Okay.
And we'll respond to the motion timely as well, your director. We would hope to turn it around in a couple of days so we can get this done, and if there's any need for you to hear from us verbally, we can schedule something with you.
Okay, well, if everybody will remember that discovery includes items that may lead to admissible evidence, then we'll move forward with it. Okay, other things to talk about. Wow. Docile crowd today. All right. We'll move ahead. Thanks for coming today and participating.
Thank you.
Have a good day.